It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. And there's no better time to score big savings on unforgettable gifts. USDA certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air-chilled chicken, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.
Moncrief on News Talk.
This Saturday is World AIDS Day, and for the first time, Dublin will be hosting an AIDS Day festival, including a pop-up HIV testing clinic in a nail salon. Robbie Lawler is one of the organisers. Afternoon, Robbie.
Afternoon.
Isn't it amazing the way things have changed? In that we can call it a festival now, given
right.
25 years ago, it was not a subject for jollity at all.
Do you know what, Sean? I'm just back from the Rialto Community Centre, where there's amazing women who have the AIDS quilt going there, women who come and still make patches for those who they lost. So lots of people who lost their lives with children, who lost their lives through addiction and through AIDS through that. And someone came up and they said it was such a dark time because there was no cure. The government didn't want anything to do with people living with HIV or dying of AIDS, especially those who were drug users, especially in Rialto. But yeah, it was community who came together to fight, to come together to help console each other, to get through the darkest part of their lives. And it's one of the darkest episodes of Irish life and how the government treated us. One of the speakers said something so beautiful today. They said, during our darkest times, if you want to see the opposite of hope, sometimes memory is the bridge between those two. And just sitting there with all these women looking at these quilts, sharing stories and being able to remember those people who lost their lives is a great sense of community, of commemorating those who we lost and also just celebrating where we are today together. It was so beautiful. So I think the festival really encapsulates that, because just as you said, we live in the golden era of HIV medically. I'm on one tablet a day. It makes the virus asleep in my body. I can't pass on HIV. The risk is zero. Like my partner, I'm with him 12 years. He's HIV negative. He just simply can't get HIV off me. I'm actually the safest person he can have sex with, Sean. Would you believe not to get HIV?
That's a good selling point.
I try and sell myself as much as possible to whoever listens to me. But this is why it's a festival, because the UN set really ambitious targets to reach zero new HIV infections, zero AIDS-related deaths, and zero stigma and discrimination by 2030. I believe, and everyone in the Pos Vibe tribe, it's just a collective of people living with HIV and those who want to ally with us, we really think we can reach those. We have all the tools at our disposal. One of the main tools that we need is awareness building. So why not make a whole weekend of it where we can commemorate all those we lost, we can celebrate where we are today, and we talk to the government and everyone around to say that there's still a protest, there's still a fight out there to make sure we reach those goals.
Yeah. And are people still contracting HIV nowadays?
Yeah, we still are. There's around a couple of hundred every year of new transmissions happening in Ireland. And the thing is, there doesn't need to be, okay? So we have a HIV prevention drug called PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis, which is free. The problem is there can be a year-long waiting list for people to get on PrEP. Some people can go private, but then I say, why do poor people get HIV but just with money down?
Yeah, well, so much as it ever was.
And it shouldn't be. Another thing is, the young person, when I was 21, I didn't know HIV existed in Ireland. I think we need better education in schools. I, from what I hear, this is happening. This is going to be better. And I really think that needs to be comprehensive and compulsory. So people are still contracting that. And another thing is that people still think it's a gay disease, right? And we do know that gay and bi men are more likely to contract HIV, right? And there's many reasons for that. But I know many women live with HIV and they're like, Robbie, no offence, but I thought that was a gay thing, because they'd never thought it could affect them.
Yeah.
And what I really want people to know at home is that HIV, just like COVID, it's a virus. It just needs a host. And if you have unprotected sex, you could potentially get it. And there's no shame or stigma in that. It's just a fact of how viruses transmit, right?
Yeah.
And so that's why testing is so fundamentally important. I had absolutely no symptoms for the few years that I had HIV without knowing. It's just that I went to get tested one day and I got the shock of my life, Sean, I tell you, when they told me, because I didn't feel sick.
Wow. So were they able to trace back then when you'd contracted it?
I went back a few years myself. It's very hard to see how you got it, because you don't know how long it's been in your body.
Yeah.
For straight women and straight men, because they don't think HIV affects them, they often only find out when they're at the later stages of HIV, when their immune system's so low, and they might get an AIDS-defining illness. They might end up in hospital, or some women find out when they're pregnant. because HIV is one of the tests. Now, of course, if you're pregnant, we put you on HIV treatment and it won't be passed on to the child. That's another great advancement. But it's a shock of a life for a pregnant woman as well, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
So one of the things in this festival is a pop-up HIV testing in Tropical Popical, which is just a fabulous nail salon if you haven't been in. Shout out to Andrea Horan, who's really facilitated this. And it's just off Grafton Street. And we're saying, why not bring the testing to the women? They can get their nails done, they can look gorgeous, and they can get their tests and they can know their HIV status. Thanks to the HSC, they've provided two senior nurses to provide confidential testing. And so even if you have questions or if you want to get tested, you don't even necessarily need to get your nails done, although I always say you should. I should too. It's just brilliant. Let's bring the testing to the people. Let's normalise testing, because there's some weird hang up around shame and getting tested for STIs. You know, getting tested should be as easy as getting your nails done. This is what Andrea Horan says, who owns Tropical Popical. And I think we really need to think about that when we think about testing, normalising it, especially for sexual health.
Is a HIV test a blood test, or how does it work?
So it's a blood test. We do a rapid test. So you go in and they will prick your finger and they get a little bit of blood from you, and they have this kind of like little device in front of them. They put the blood in and you'll know your results in 60 seconds.
It's
a rapid test. So you'll know there and then. The thing is, if it's reactive, that means if it's positive, they'll have to test you that proper blood test, just because there's some false positives. But we know that it's super, you know, sensitive as well. So that doesn't happen all the time. But we do bring you then into the clinic, make sure that it is positive. And then we give you medicines. We give you all the supports. We are a community of people living with HIV. We say never do this alone. And I really want people to know that people just think their life is over if they get an HIV diagnosis. They really do. But now I see people thrive. It really is just one pill a day for so many people. HIV affects, my HIV affects no one but me, Sean. I often say my fella is a celiac. And he infects my... No, I don't want to shame the celiacs out there, but like, I take one pill a day and I haven't had a pizza in my house in 5 years. Do you know what I mean? Because of his...
Even worse.
That's even worse. So I'm like, get people... No, I don't want to shame celiacs. We love them.
But apart from the pill a day, it doesn't affect your life. You don't feel any effects from the virus.
No, if anything, I'm the only person who I know who never really gets sick, you know? I go to the clinic twice a year, I get 6 months of medication, I love everyone in the HIV clinics, I love the nurses, and I love the community. I always call HIV my blessing in disguise. Now, I'm not saying get HIV, I'm just saying make the best out of the situation that you got. But as chronic health conditions go, it's quite an easy one to manage. Of course, there's the stigma. Of course, right? That's hard to hide. But people are generally sound. This is why I do what I do. I heard so many times people just wouldn't talk about their HIV status at all. I say it was like living in a deafening silence. What I see is when you just talk to one person about living with HIV, or who you are, like I'm a good son, I'm a good boyfriend, I have a dog who I bring in to walk twice a day, and I haven't delivered HIV. People just become... normal, it comes sound.
Yeah.
They put the H back in HIV, is what I love to say. HIV stands for human immunodeficiency virus, but people forget the H a lot. They just see you as vectors of disease or you're sick. Well, now you know that actually I can live as long as anyone else. I can't pass on HIV. And I'm very much a human. I'm very much a good human. And so is everyone who I know living with HIV.
Are there parts of the world where there's perhaps more work to be done than there might be, say, in developed countries like Ireland?
Sean, I'm so happy you brought this up, because I work with the Restore Humanity campaign, and we set up as a reaction to Trump just ending USAID, billions in foreign aid gone overnight. And it's not just Donald Trump. Every high-income country has reduced by billions their foreign aid. So now we have these countries in the global south that have decimated health systems. UNAIDS recently just put out a report, and they're estimating within Trump's presidency 3.3 million additional deaths to HIV just within his presidency because of what he'd done. And previous to that, that's additional. One person was dying every minute before Trump even touched any of this due to AIDS, when they didn't need to, because the medication's so effective.
Crikey.
It's going to be up to 14 million people die within Trump's presidency because what he has done to USAID. Now, if I can give a shout out to the Irish government, and I don't usually do this, I want to give two great shout outs. One is that we are the one government in all, I think it's the only government that hasn't cut their overseas development aid. In fact, that we've recommitted to our 0.7% of GNI. And I really want to commend the Irish government on that. And we have a lot more to do, and we're in discussions with the government of what they can do. But the second is, Do you mean HIV campaign that's out at the moment? I don't know if you've seen it. If you turn on your TV, you'll see my face.
Yeah.
And you see lovely Ayanara, Veda,
yeah,
and
Aoife. All over the dart as well.
All over the dart, yeah. Exactly. You'd be sick of seeing us. But it's a message that needs to be told time and time again. It's the really first time that the HSE teamed up with people living with HIV. And prior to this campaign, the campaigns team done a survey, and only 29% of people knew that if you're on effective treatment, you can't pass on HIV, the risk is zero.
Yeah.
Just a few months burst of this, that went up to 48% of people knew about it. Almost one in two people know that if you live with HIV, you can't pass it on. It is such a game changer for our community, but also we hope it reduces the boogeyman of HIV a little bit, the fear around getting tested, the fear around knowing your status, because what we like to say is, know your status. If you're positive, we get you on treatment. We get you undetectable, meaning you can't pass it on. Live a long and healthy life, and you can thrive. Thrive like I see so many beautiful people live HIV thrive.
Well, I've interviewed Veda. Now I've interviewed you. I'm going to interview your dog next. Oh, so yeah. I got the whole family.
Do you know what? He cost me a fortune the other day in the vet, so he's in the bad books at the moment. But yeah,
right, okay. We'll let him stew for a while. Robbie, thanks a million for coming into us. That was Robbie Lawler there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. We're talking 50% off site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages. There's no better time to shop for everyone on your list. And when you shop omahasteaks.com today, you'll get an additional $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. With Omaha Steaks, you can slay your gift list and send a perfect assortment that everyone will love. USDA certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air chilled chicken, decadent desserts, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list. And every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Shop the Cyber Sale now at omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code HOLIDAYGIFT. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.